Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. Imagine, if you will, in ancient times, a building project just getting underway. The leaders are looking at a group of huge boulders to decide which ones to use in the foundation of the building. They look at one and they decide it's no good. They push it off to the side. But then it turns out that these leaders are actually incompetent, and they're replaced by a new leader. And the new leader looks at the boulders and looks at the one that they pushed off to the side and says, "Hey, you know, that one is perfect. That will be the first one we lay. That will be the one that will set the direction for all the rest." This amazing turnaround, of course, is a depiction of Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And Jesus uses this verse to predict his death and resurrection. Peter also uses this same verse in his discussion in 1 Peter 2 of times and situations where Christians are mocked or put down or even persecuted for their Christian faith. And when that happens to us, we can learn from 1 Peter chapter 2, and we need to have the bigger picture in mind. Jesus was persecuted, but later vindicated, and that's what will happen for us. This is 1 Peter 2, verse 4. "As you come to him," meaning as you Christians come to Jesus, "a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious." So that's Jesus. He's the living stone with the uppercase L and the uppercase S, the living stone rejected by men, but precious to God. Then he says to us, "You, like living stones, are being built up." And so we are living stones, lowercase L, lowercase S, but we're being built up as a temple. The Old Testament temple becomes a picture of what we, the church, are today. So the church is a holy priesthood that can offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ. The church is a spiritual house. And so when we get discouraged, when people look down upon us for our faith, we need to have the bigger picture in mind, and we need to remember that by the presence of the Holy Spirit in the midst of the church, just like God was present in the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament, we are the temple. We're the dwelling place of God. And what makes us special is not us, but our foundation, because we're built on Jesus Christ, the stone that was rejected, but now is our cornerstone. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.